This is KCUR. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, more than a fifth of Missourians don't have adequate access to doctors, with rural areas especially hurting. The state legislature has approved a plan to address the problem by creating a new kind of health occupation. It's the first such plan in the country, and it's pitted health provider against health provider over worries about the patient and weakening of professional standards. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Richard Oswald is a 64-year-old farmer who grows corn and soybeans in Atchison County, Missouri, in the northwest corner of the state. At the end of a recent workday, he explained that once again, his corn is coming up early this year.
The old axiom is knee-high by the 4th of July, and that's not true anymore. It's head-high by the 4th of July most of the time these days.
The growing season isn't the only thing that's changed in Atchison County. When Oswald was younger, most small towns in the area had their own doctor, one who might even make house calls. But those days are long gone.
The last time I tried to get an appointment to see the local doctor, I was told it would be about 3 weeks out.
Atchison County is classified as a medically underserved area by the government, and the lack of providers forced Oswald to leave the state in search of a new doctor.
That's why I did what I did and went across the Missouri River to a town called Auburn, Nebraska.
A possible solution to the problem faced by places like Atchison County was proposed on the opposite side of the state. St. Louis plastic surgeon Edmund Kababi says he realized many recent medical school graduates were having trouble finding residencies.
They're sitting there idle. They cannot earn any living. They cannot gain any experience. And there was no solution available to them.
Of more than 17,000 medical school graduates in the U.S. this year, about 600 didn't match for a residency. Kababi's plan would allow these graduates to work in medically underserved areas in Missouri as primary care doctors. While most med school graduates go on to spend at least 3 years getting additional training as resident physicians, these recent graduates would be licensed as so-called assistant physicians. In this role, 10% of their work would be reviewed by a fully licensed doctor.
So they are not going to be doing the practice on their own. They're going to be supervised a little bit. They're going to have to be trained a little bit before they can get into the system.
The plan won the support of the Missouri State Medical Association, and a bill to create assistant physician licensing was sponsored by State Representative Keith Frederick. He's a Republican from Rolla who's also an orthopedic surgeon. Frederick explains that Missouri already has a program that offers tuition reimbursement to doctors who agree to work in underserved areas, and he says it's had some success.
But there still is a great need, particularly in our rural areas, where we just haven't been as successful as we would like.
Now, if you think an assistant physician sounds a lot like a physician assistant, you're not alone.
I'm just sort of confused.
Paul Winter is the president of the Missouri Academy of Physician Assistants. There are about 900 PAs in Missouri, and their group opposes the assistant physician plan. Winter says it's not just a matter of the similar name. Last year, Representative Frederick championed a plan that loosened restrictions on physician assistants to make it easier for them to practice in rural areas. That plan was passed into law, and hopes were high that PAs would help fill the rural health care gap. Winter believes a lot can be done with physician assistants under the new laws, and he was surprised that Frederick proposed what seems to be the creation of a competing position.
If we're not fully utilizing PAs to their maximum ability in the state of Missouri, then I have to question, why are we inventing a new profession?
Despite the concerns of both Winter's group and advanced practice nurses, the bill to allow assistant physicians was approved by the state legislature on the final day of the session. Since then, the plan has attracted the attention of national groups, concerned not just with what it might mean for Missouri, but also its possible spread to other states. In mid-June, the American Medical Association House of Delegates passed a resolution rejecting the assistant physician concept. Speaking about placing unseasoned doctors in rural practice, one delegate said, "We should not replace a hardship with a danger." The American Academy of Physician Assistants also weighed in, encouraging Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to veto the bill. The Academy's Ann Davis explains its major concern is potentially lowering the standards of medical care for people simply because of their rural location.
Groups that have some of the biggest problems with access to care now are being offered a professional that would not otherwise be licensed in Missouri or any place else.
Dr. Kababi dismisses those concerns. He points out with 4 years of medical school, which include 2 years of clinical rotation, assistant physicians would have more than enough training for the work.
For the role they're playing, they're much more qualified than an actual physician assistant or a nurse practitioner.
Well, I guess anything to help.
back in Atchison County, concerns over quality and job title don't matter as much to Richard Oswald as the glaring lack of health providers. Remembering a handful of health scares when his children were growing up, he supports the assistant physician plan, if only as a way to fill a crucial need.
I think anything to bring better health care and more availability here is undoubtedly going to save lives.
Governor Nixon has until July 14th to sign or veto the bill, which would create assistant physicians. Without action from him, it will automatically pass into law. Alex Smith, KCUR News.